everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm a psychic and a medium. I've been practicing for over 20 years. I'm here today to hopefully answer all of your questions and help guide you to a better path. I've had clients for many, many years, and they come to me, and what I do for them is, well, what they say is miraculous, but, you know, sometimes we're on a certain path and we have blocks and we keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. That's where I come in. I've been on various shows. You may have seen me on Lifetime America's Psychic Challenge. Out of 5,000 people, I was one of the psychics picked. And we did various challenges on there, and I am just able to tap into one's higher vibration. So if somebody comes to me with an issue, whether it's love, business, relationship, I tend to get very, very specific. I see names, I see dates, I see times. So to those of you out there, I urge you get a pen. Some things will make sense, other things won't. I just say write it all down. And 9 out of 10 times, my clients call me back and they're like, oh my God, you know, Joe came in and it was the last person I expected, et cetera, et cetera. So I also offer a special for Blog Talk listeners after the show. If you go to my website or call me directly, I only do this on the radio show. It's a $50 intro special. I would love to help guide you to a better 2015 and a better path. Now I'm going to get to as many callers as I can, but please try to keep it to one question. And just so you know, this is going to be my regular time daily on Blog Talk Radio, and I will be doing half-hour shows, but today is just a 15 minutes. And I want to get to the first caller, and let's caller number one. Hi, this is Lynn. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Erica.
Oh, hi, Erica. How are you?
I am so fantastic.
Now, we've
and
spoken,
you know,
haven't
you wanted,
we?
Yes, we have. And I want to tell you how grateful I am. Tears want to well up in my eyes because a year ago, you told me that money was going to come for my movie. And sure enough, Clint Eastwood's producer has come through and said, we want to move to the next phase. Also, at the time, all I wanted to know was about my movie, but you said a huge fashion business is going to come in. And it was like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? I know I like clothes. And sure enough, I am sewing. I have things happening. A huge amount of materials have come in. You told me I was going to meet with Janet and Peter. And sure enough, this Peter is interested in doing a reality show, and you also told me art. You're going to do art, and I was like, art? I just want to know about my movies. What are you talking about? And we met with people about art, and I've painted these huge canvases, and they're masterpiece works of art, and you told me all this, and if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have called Janet, and I wouldn't have believed in any of this or taken these doors. You are like a magic miracle angel. And I'm truly, truly grateful.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean,
I just want the world to know out there.
Thank you.
I want the world to know what a miracle you are. You changed my life profoundly, and I'm eternally grateful.
Well, I'm sure sometimes I talk to people, my clients, and I pick up their inner passion or their inner gift that they don't even see, you know, and I remember speaking with you and you were kind of like, what? What are you talking about? Sort of thing.
Clothing, art, I've seen movies, but the movie thing too. And you told me this Janet, call Janet. And I was like, the only Janet I know is from my American Academy of Dramatic Arts, but she's linked up with a Columbia studio person and they are very interested in looking and you know, it's just, if it hadn't been for you, I never would have called her, and that link, that connection would have never happened. So,
well, congratulations on that. I mean, I think keep going on this path. I mean, I think there's going to be more people coming in, and it's just snowball for you. So that's wonderful.
Thank you. You were the light in the darkness when I just kind of given up hope and was just floundering, just trying to keep my nose above water, and you were the one that said, just a little bit further, it's going to, and this person, and go there and do this, and stay away from that person. And sure enough, this dark person you told me who was going to act like he was going to give me money was dangerous, and sure enough, he came along too. Everything you said, exactly like you said, has come about, and I didn't get bamboozled by him or tricked by him because I knew, you told me, you warned me.
Oh, well, that's, I'm glad I could be of assistance. Stay on the path, Erica. Thank you for calling.
And, love you. And love me, you. I want the world to know about what a great person you are in this world. And if they can get a chance to get a reading, I wholeheartedly encourage you to do so. It'll change your life. Okay, that's it for me. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Wow. I remember that. Call. I mean, yeah, it's just that sometimes we have innate passions and things and we're going on the wrong path. And, you know, life is about actions and about choices. And sometimes just making that one decision in our life when we're so unhappy and we change and we shift the path can mean the difference between, you know, what our future is. And I'm also very good at picking up the path because, you know, if we're stuck in a rut and we keep, I refer to them as blocks. We keep going through the same thing over and over. Anyways, let me try to get to another caller here and going on. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking
with? My call. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. What's your question today? You have a great energy, by the way.
Thank you. Well, my question is regarding career. I'm currently looking for a position that I feel I'd be really well suited for and that'll help me climb up the ladder, I guess, so to speak. And I left a job that I was very unhappy with. And I've definitely been casting my net wide, trying to get as many opportunities as possible. And I've had a lot of interviews, but nothing thus far, and I was just wondering what you see around that, because I know all the energy and the effort I'm putting out will get something. I just hope it's the right thing.
No, it's going to pay off for sure. The energy in the next 3 weeks, I'm going to like mid-March, end of March, good news. So I feel like you get a position then. I'm really glad you left your other job. It seems like, I don't know if there was a woman around there. There was just a really bad energy, kind of suppressive.
Yes.
And Now, why am I going to healthcare around you?
Well, I mean, I have applied to administrative positions in healthcare fields, like in hospitals and clinics
and
dentist offices.
There it is. Yeah. I'm very drawn to you in and around that environment administratively, though, because I do see a different aspect of it. So that's sort of where I'm going. And I would say March 20th, that week, and you will land a job. So all your hard work is going to pay off, Samantha. So keep me posted.
Oh, that's so funny. My birthday is March 21st, so that'd be a great birthday present. A good thing, John.
Yes. Well, my email's up and keep me posted, and I love to hear feedback and good luck, but I know you're going to land a job very soon.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, I was seeing healthcare around her, so in an administrative position. Why is that not shutting off? Okay. Now let's go to another caller. Hello, this is Lynn. Why are the calls not coming through? That's strange. Huh, I guess it's not meant to be on that specific caller. Weird. I don't know why the calls aren't coming in, but I urge everyone, you know, my suggestion when we're in a rut and sometimes, you know, we have to create things as well and make them happen. So what I do with a lot of my clients is I say, look, once a week, I want you to do something out of the box, completely something you would never do. What this does, it shifts the energy around you. You know, for example, if you're in a dating rut and you're like, oh, I just can't meet anybody, the online thing isn't working, or perhaps you're just not going out enough, I tell my clients, look, I don't care what it is, something that even you may be less apt to do, whether it's a, you hate cooking, go take a cooking class. Find something once a week to bring yourself into a different arena. Because what this does, it creates a new energy, it brings in new people around you, and you're setting an intention. And it's so important to do that. Let me see, I'm trying to get this 818 caller. It's so strange. Let me see if I can grab this caller here. I guess the universe does not want me to take calls today because it's just sort of spinning around and around and around. So what else can I talk about? Well, my clients, you know, I don't work with people just one time. I work with them on many different levels. Is somebody, hello?
Hello?
Okay, this is, hi, who am I speaking with?
Melissa?
Hi, Melissa. I was having an issue getting through the callers, but here you are. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What's your question? What can I help you with today?
The relationship I'm in, do you see that progressing anytime soon?
Okay. Tell me his first name, Melissa.
It's Robert.
Robert. The first thing I go to, and sometimes when this happens, I would have to ask you, I'm kind of going to 3 months ago. Was there a change around him? Because I'm picking up energy around him that feels not as, what's the word I'm looking for? Not going forward as much as you are. So I'm sensing some kind of energy or stress around him, and I go to specifically 3 or 4 months ago. Was there a change around the two of you or something lingering?
Well, he's not yet divorced. He's been separated like 2 years. So we were off and all last year, but he came back around kind of full force in October. But he's kind of wishy-washy. So,
okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to. He's got to have that clearing, Melissa. It's got to happen for him before the two of you move forward. I'm hearing patience. It's not going to happen quickly. It feels like he's got a lot of issues to work out around his past, but once he does that, it could go forward. However, I see somebody else coming around you this year. So I want you to be prepared for that because I'm hearing you're going to have a choice.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if you hear from another ex or somebody in your past as well. So the table's opening up. You're going to have a lot of relationship choices. The month I'm looking at is June and July. So make the right decision. I'm a little concerned with this relationship being that it doesn't feel like he's quite ready. He goes forward, then he withdraws. It's kind of like back and forth. I think that the person coming in will be much more ready for a relationship, Melissa. But give me some feedback and keep me posted.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
And good luck. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, well, that is Blog Talk Radio for today. My website is lynnmillerpsychic.com, and for anyone that didn't get through, I do offer specials, but only for Blog Talk listeners. I also have a hotline if you just have one question. One question, I put my extension on there and my hotline number. It's very easy to use, and that's for somebody that doesn't want a full 30 minutes or a full hour session, but I urge you to take that next step and let me guide you and help you and make 2015 a great year. You know, every day is a blessing, and we have the decision and the choice to make to change our path. So have a wonderful day, and I look forward to hearing from you.